The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Before we get started, I wanted to mention that my new book, Abandoned and Historic Los Angeles, Neon and Beyond, is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, many indie bookstores, and more. Or you can go to ghosttownpod.com/book. Thank you. In 1967, a runner breaks all the rules. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1967 gave us Rolling Stone magazine and Sgt. Pepper's. However, a marathon sabotage made 1967 a strange year. Catherine Switzer, April 1967. On April 19th, 1967, Catherine Switzer, at 20 years old, made history as she became the first woman to officially run the Boston Marathon. The only problem? Women were not allowed to officially run in the race. Catherine Switzer registered as KV Switzer, and no one had noticed. That is, until race official Jock Semple did. 4 miles into the race, Jock Semple jumped off the press bus and ran after Switzer. According to NBCNews.com, he grabbed me, threw me back, and he said, "Get the hell out of my race and give me those numbers," Switzer recalled, and he tried to pull my bib numbers off. Switzer's boyfriend, the rather large Tom Miller, came running top speed, sidelining Semple, and sent him flying. Switzer did not let the setback deter her, and she finished the race in 4 hours and 20 minutes. Upon finishing, journalists attacked her at the finish of the race, yelling, "Real women don't run." Officially, rules did not prevent women from running, but they can only join from the sidelines and run sans a number. It would be 5 years before women were finally allowed to run the Boston Marathon officially. Switzer was the women's winner of the 1974 New York City Marathon. Her personal best time for a marathon is 2 hours and 51 minutes and 37 seconds at Boston in 1975. Switzer had continued success in running as well as a celebrated speaker, ambassador to the sport, and champion of women's empowerment with her nonprofit 261 Fearless. I want to thank NBCNews.com, NewYorkTimes.com, and Telegraph.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.